Postlude. What next? My pain is still here. What now? Please know that God sees your pain, and here's the proof. Think about the chain of events that led you to read this book. It wasn't an accident or a coincidence. This book has no advertising budget, and there is no corporation pushing you to purchase it. God himself brought it to you, through a friend, through a coworker, or maybe even by working through a matching algorithm or search algorithm online. He sees you. He sees your pain. Romans 8, verses 15 to 25 speaks to the pain we carry in the world, and it is worth reading or reading again. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery that returns you to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we also may be glorified with him. I consider that our present sufferings are not comparable to the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the revelation of the sons of God, for the creation was subjected to futility, not by its own will, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until the present time. Not only that, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he can already see? But if we hope for what we do not yet see, we wait for it patiently. Romans 8, verses 15 to 25, Berean Standard Bible. Our world is broken, and we know that. Still, it hurts when that brokenness touches us. The pain is real. Yet Jesus loved us so much that he carried the brokenness of the world to the cross, and in his resurrection we have hope for the future restoration of the whole world. But it's not here yet, so we groan inwardly as we wait for our adoption, the redemption of our bodies. Verse 23. In a divine mystery, we suffer with him so that we also may be glorified with him. Verse 17. Just think about that for a minute. You aren't suffering alone. You are suffering with Jesus. Our suffering has a purpose. It's so we may one day be glorified with Jesus. We become like Jesus in knowing suffering so that we will one day become like Jesus in being glorified. To be clear, we aren't earning our salvation through our suffering. God does that, not us. Paul addresses this at the start of chapter 8. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For in Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life sets you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man as an offering for sin. Romans 8, verses 1 to 3a, Berean Standard Bible. If you haven't yet accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or if you need to come back to him again, would you consider taking that step right now? Ask Jesus to forgive what you have done wrong. He will, no matter what it was, and ask Jesus to guide you into your next steps. If you aren't sure, start reading Mark or John in the New Testament. God will guide you, and you don't have to suffer alone. Get help from a friend or pastor. Going deeper with the Psalms. The book of Psalms begins with an instruction manual of sorts, Psalm 1. That psalm starts off with a contrast between two types of people. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or set foot on the path of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, and who prospers in all he does. Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3, Berean Standard Bible. To go deeper with Psalms, we need to decode three words: delight, law, and meditate. In Jewish tradition, the word translated law here, Torah in Hebrew, is often used to refer to all God's teaching and instruction, not just the laws and rules. Even Jesus used the term law to reference Psalm 35 and John 15:25, Berean Standard Bible. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law, they hated me without reason. Jesus again uses law to reference Psalm 82:6 in John 10:34, Berean Standard Bible. Is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods? So in the context of Psalm 1 as the start of Psalms, delighting in the law especially emphasizes delighting in Psalms. But what does it mean to delight? Here, the parallel structure of the psalm helps us. The first verse has three parallel ideas: not walking, not setting foot, and not sitting. Verse 3 also uses three ideas in parallel: yielding fruit, leaf not withering, and prospering. Likewise, in verse 2, the phrase, delight in the law of the Lord, is matched by the parallel and explanatory phrase, on his law he meditates day and night. It seems that delighting is a choice, not a feeling. We choose to delight in the Psalms by meditating on them. Meditate has nothing to do with the meditation you may have heard about. In Hebrew, this word means to think about something over and over, muttering it under your breath, singing it, pondering it, reading it, writing it, mulling it again and again until it becomes part of your daily thought pattern. This is not because the scripture is a magic spell or incantation, but because our hearts are so dry. Dirt in a drought needs water poured on it over and over before it becomes saturated. Putting it all together, here's my personal paraphrase of Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. Do you want to be blessed? Don't go about things the way bad people do, or stand with people who hate God's ways, or gripe about other people or God. Instead, delight in the teaching of the Lord by thinking about it over and over all day long and into the night, repeating it until it becomes second nature. Then you will be like a tree planted by streams of water, giving fruit at the right time, whose leaves never shrivel up, and whose efforts always seem to bring good results. Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3, author's paraphrase. Let's apply this idea of meditating on God's instruction to Psalms in more detail. How to meditate on the Psalms. Now that we know we need to meditate on the Lord's instruction day and night, how exactly do we do that? Here's one approach based on the advice of Psalm 1. Step 1, choose a psalm. It could be Psalm 13, the first one in this book, or Psalm 23, or Psalm 103, or whatever psalm seems right to start with. You can't go wrong because God will be there helping you along the way. Step 2, read the psalm, or find a faithful musical setting or audio version and listen to it. Then read it again, then a third time. In fact, read or listen to that one psalm over and over all throughout your day, 10 times, 20 times, 50 times. Step 3. Listen to what God might be saying to you in the psalm. What stands out? What connects to how you feel or what you are going through? You should reread and listen to the psalms themselves over and over, however you do it. The more you eat, sleep, and breathe the psalms, the more God will use them to heal you. Don't just read about psalms, rather actually read the psalms themselves. This is by far the most common mistake people make. Of course, as you spend time learning them, you can certainly look for good commentaries and devotionals based on Psalms, but don't skip the step of soaking in them first. A free audiobook for this book, read by the author, and more free versions are available online at https://drfiesel.com/surprised-by-hesed. And there is also a Spotify playlist at the time of publication called Surprised by Hesed. Many other people are also rediscovering Psalms. The Psalms Project is an ongoing project to record songs that faithfully reproduce all the Psalms. https://thepsalmsproject.com. Another resource on YouTube and Amazon Prime is the Psalm Project, singular Psalm, which sets the first 20 Psalms to captivating visuals. Above all, push through. Sometimes it may take many, many times of listening to and reading Psalms for the Lord to change us. It took me at least a few months to begin, and I'm still on the journey. Don't be discouraged. God has seen your pain. Maybe this very book is His way of letting you know that He sees you. His chesed is stronger than death, and it is enough for you in Jesus. Though it may be hard to see it right now, I pray that you will know his unfathomable chesed love and mercy very, very soon.